of us who've been here a long time. But I watch many of us, and God watches us, who appear to as though he doesn't even exist, as though we have no love whatsoever. Every time someone speaks to you, you got a scowl on your face. You got a frown. You got your face all scrunched up. You just can't never got anything positive to say. What's wrong with us? And we have the nerve to proclaim God's word. Some of us have the nerve to want to sing his praises. Some of us call ourselves, want to serve him, but we do it grudgingly. Why? Because we've allowed life circumstances to make us bitter. We will never be able to obtain the best that God has to offer for us until we realize that we can deal with the issues that happen a godly way. There, I don't have to shoot you back just because you shoot me. I don't have to hit you back because what I need to do is pray. Prayer is the tool that many of us don't use because so many of us have been saying our prayers that we've forgotten how to pray. Prayer is simply talking to God, letting him know who he is, and reminding you of who you are in him. Because there's something about prayer, brothers and sisters. When you really do it the right way, I don't care if you see the circumstance change, but you done changed. As I messed around a true prayer to God. When I've truly prayed to God, I've truly gotten before him. When I've truly been in his presence, I'm a changed person. That's the gift of prayer. That's why prayer is so important and so powerful to have. I may not see the change take place, but I've changed. Therefore, I know that there's hope still in God. Prayer is meant to remind us of who we are. It's meant to remind us that God still has it under control. Because if I do prayer the right way, there's going to be a spiritual connection between me and God. If we got interference, I don't care how much you may talk or eat candy. Your candy eating ain't going to interrupt my prayer. Because my mind is stayed on the Lord. My mind is focused. So many times we try to pray and we want to be, and it's okay to be in a quiet place. Sometimes we need to go to that quiet prayer closet. But I can meditate on God anywhere. I was at the football game the other night and it was noisy, it was crazy. And I took some time. I said, Lord, you know, me and you need to just have a little conversation. And I was able to meditate on with God, and he was able to share with me, you know, knowing that things are still going to be all right. Bitterness, brothers and sisters, is going to destroy the kingdom of God. It's going to destroy the people of God on this world because we don't want to deal with it. Normally, bitterness is a result of some things that happened in the past. Normally. And many of us don't like to dig up our past, but yet we still live in our past. That's a thought there. Many of us don't want to dig up the past, but we're still living based on the past. The past is nothing more but a reminder of what I've come from. That's how it's all about how we look at the past. The past is what it used to be. But it does not mean if I have God's word and I read and I search him, I look for him, he's going to find me where I am, and I will no longer have to be a victim of my past. Many of us have been abused. Therefore, we never dealt with that issue. We never dealt with what it did to me on the inside. We never allowed the Lord to heal us. So now, later on down the road, it becomes bitterness. At first, it was just anger. At first, it's just I had a little problem with them. I had an issue with them. But then time goes on, and I see that person prosper. I see them doing some things, so then I get a little jealous. In addition, mixed in with the anger, mixed in with the frustration with them. Then I see that I'm not doing things that I want to do. I'm not accomplishing my goals, and I see others do it. So now I got some jealousy, and I got envy. In the mix with all the anger and all the frustration. And years pass, and I never deal with it. I never allow the Lord to deal with me. I'm never honest with God. I just pretend as though I got it all together. I want y'all to think that I've got it all together, and I'm looking good, and I got all this anger, frustration, jealousy, envy, hatred, all in my heart. And before long, it becomes bitterness, whereas I don't see any good in anything. There's something wrong when people of God can't see good in something. I don't care how low down you are, you know what? A true mature Christian gonna be able to find some God in everything. That's how you know you really are on the move for God and you're really maturing in Christ, when you can find some good in everything and in everybody. Not talking to people and not dealing with people who you know you need and because of bitterness is not gonna get the job done. And many of us think that God's going to take us to some high mountain. It's just going to be me, him, me, you. Lord, it's going to be me, you, and the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be on the mountaintop, and you're going to take me away from all these problems. You're going to take me away from the world because I've served you and because they did me so wrong. Well, I must tell you and serve you notice this morning that you are not the first to have been done wrong, and you will not be the last to be done wrong. Being done wrong gives us no excuse to have an attitude and to be miserable with people and to be just ugly with people and never have a pleasant disposition, because at the end of the day, we are ambassadors for Christ. At the end of the day, I got a job to do. And the more we learn that this is not about me, but it's about God, we just forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him. You know, we can't do that because we don't understand. Lord, you don't understand how they did me. Lord, I want to give you some praise. I want to give you some worship, but they just made me mad before I came up here to this church. And I just can't do it. But if you don't connect with God and you don't connect with God's people, I promise you this morning, bitterness will set in. And bitterness is a place that God's not going to come get you out of. Most of us know this. God is not going to reach down to you and tell you come out of that bitter place when God's already empowered you to do it. We have some things we've got to do, brothers and sisters. We have a challenge daily to grow better as opposed to growing bitter. Everybody got a reason, I'm sure, to be bitter. If you look back over your life, you look back over things that happened to you, everybody has a reason to be bitter about something. But the true blessing comes where, in spite of what happened to me, I'm still growing better. It's about how I choose to look at it. I can look at it, these things as building towards my growth, so I'll be better, so that I'll know better from now on, that I'll know better in the future. Or I can allow that one thing to take me out and I never grow in Christ. That's up to us. God says that it's up to us this morning. But we got to understand that in Romans, like it says, we know that all things work together. We've got to know that if I'm under the presence of God, if I'm His child, sooner or later this thing is going to work itself out. But I've got to trust God enough to know that He's got it worked out for me. I've got to trust Him. He's not going to come down with lightning striking. He's not going to evaporate those people who've offended us. And that's the problem. We want God to destroy those who've hurt us. But there's a couple of problems with that. One, it doesn't solve the problem. Two, we done offended some people. So if we want God to evaporate them, pretty soon somebody go have God evaporate us. We may have offended people knowingly or unknowingly. So we can't go based on that. We can't worry about vengeance, brothers and sisters. I can get you a whole lot better than you. Don't worry about all that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Don't you love the Lord this morning? Do you truly love the Lord? Well, then the word says that all things are going to work together for the good. It's going to work out fine to them who are called according to His purpose. You may not know this right now, but some of the things that we've experienced, some of the hurts and disappointments, that's one of the most trying, that's one of the most awesome things afterwards, but while you're going through it, you don't really see it, is that when I'm going through my pain, something happens to me, I'm feeling it for myself right then. But the true blessing comes, if I just stick with it, I'm going to be in position, sooner or later, to share that with somebody else. See, if you were abused as a child, and you overcame it, allowed God to move, I promise you, God is going to put other people in your path who've been abused as children, and you will be in position to minister to them. That's where the true blessing of God comes, to knowing that everything you're going through, this is different than what you put yourself through. Okay? Now, stuff we put ourselves through, we might well go and deal with it and be done with it. But some things that we go through for the cause of Christ, some things that happen to us, circumstances, God still rises up in us, and we'll be able sooner or later to share that message with someone else. And that's where the true blessing comes. That's why I love all our ministries. We have like Women of Integrity and Brotherhood, whereas we have people who share experiences. That's what those ministries are for people to share experiences. And when you open up, you'll never know what people have gone through. Some of us have been spared from allowing bitterness to come in because this person here went through this. I never would have known it because you're always smiling. You always got a praise. I never would have known you going through that. Well, what do you do? And then you share with them what you do, that I trust the Lord, that I pray to Him, that I read His word. And then it begins to minister to them, and then sooner or later they'll be able to minister to somebody else. That's how this thing is done. But if I chose to just stay bitter, ain't nobody no good. I hate people. I'm sick of folks. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of my life. I'm sick of everybody. I ain't coming back no more. I ain't going to be a part of this no more. I'm not going to serve no more. I'm not going to give anymore. If you allow yourself to get in that place, you're preparing yourself for destruction. Now, some of us are sneaky bitter. Sneaky. We bitter as we can be. We sneaky with it, though. Always got something to say, subtle. Always nudging elbows. You know, we smile, look at you, but then you can see in the eyes there's something else going on. Amen, lights. Amen, lights. For we know that he foreknow, God already knew before we were even born, he knew what we would go see, that we would go experience. So if God knew all that and God done brought me through this far, why would he leave me now? I've got to make my duties just to grow better. How does this make me better? One of my challenges I've done for myself and one that I do for students that I teach is, did I improve today? Did I do anything to improve? Did I touch anybody's heart? Did I say anything positive? I check myself every day. Did I do anything worthwhile? If some of us, I want to grow better. I don't want to have to go through the, I don't want that the same stuff that tripped me up last year to still be tripping me up this time, this year. You know, if I had a problem with people lying on me 2 years ago and I've been trusting the Lord, that shouldn't bother me the same way. But y'all just don't understand. This is just, y'all just don't understand. I don't have to understand, but I do know I got to grow. You know what? The mosquitoes shouldn't keep biting me. Sooner or later, I need to put some off on. If I know I'm going to an area where it's going to be some mosquitoes biting me all the time, surely I either ought to put some sleeves on or I need to do something to protect myself so I won't keep getting bit. Why keep going into it and I know there's a strong possibility I'm going to get bit? Makes sense? That makes sense. So we ought to grow, brothers and sisters. Grow. We should have the same troubles, the same, you know, issues all the time with each other. We're here in this ministry, and I know we might be over there, but we're in this ministry, and some of us had some issues, some arguments a long time ago, and some of us still don't even talk to each other. In this small ministry, we hadn't grown in it at all. And you're wondering why there's not everything we touch doesn't prosper and my prayers don't appear to be answered, because I won't grow. I won't allow God to minister. I won't allow God to heal that, and I won't connect. Least we could do is go where I feel comfortable. If I just go keep showing up here and be miserable and make everybody else miserable, I'm wasting my time and others. And many of us show up here just, and that's the thing about bitterness. Bitterness wants to spread. Bitter people don't want to be the only ones bitter. There's the old saying, misery loves company. And we who have made a choice that we don't want to be bitter and miserable, we better make sure that when we see those people try to affect us, that we put up our shield. You don't allow yourself to get in that place, because then you start, well, you know what? You're right. They ain't no good. You know what? You're right. Everybody is such and such. You know what? You're right. I never thought about that like that. You're right. I don't think he, come to think about it, he don't ever give. Come to think about it, she don't ever sing unless such and such up. Then you get all messy. Then you get all low down because you hang. Because see, now one person bitter by themselves ain't effective. But when that bitter person can get somebody else bitter, and then you start looking at people funny because the other one told you to look at them like that. Am I in the house? Bitter folks want to make other folks bitter so they can both be bitter against the people who trying to be better. And ain't nothing worse than seeing people who trying to be better be affected by the bitter folks. Amen, walls. Amen. Trying to go better, want to be better, but then you got people who don't want better, so we go stay bitter. My God, we missed that one. We'll catch that sometime in the morning. Some of us really don't want to be better. We really don't. We are happy because when I grow better, there's going to be some challenges. Everything is not going to be peaches and ice cream as I grow better, because things that happen to me are supposed to make me better. But see, if I can focus on what's going to be the end result, I'll be better. But many of us are afraid of challenges. We don't like to feel things. We don't like to go through some things. But we know, oh, all of us in here are over 18, and I think we done experienced some things, yet we still here. So ain't no sense in us being afraid and not wanting to be challenged, because if you go call yourself a child of God, you're going to meet some challenges. Because we have to show forth God's love to the world. There's a job for all of us to do, to grow better and not grow bitter. There's no corrupt communication. The seed out of your mouth. Be careful what we say as we grow better. When bitter people talk too much, bitter people never have anything positive to say. Bitter people, yeah, but. Everybody's believing God for some growth in the ministry. Yeah, but we don't want just anybody coming in here. Yeah, but you better, you know, watch them girls with them skirts. You better watch them boys with them old earrings.